TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Live from the Play Show, yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Football Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and also streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. Or you could find me on TikTok at The Zach Gelb Show. Whole lot to do today, especially when it comes to the world of college football and also the NFL. It looks like Penn State has their next head football coach. It is not official, but it looks like the ball is on the 1 yard line. They will just be crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and Matt Campbell will be leaving Ames, Iowa, unless if there's some cookie kind of Kalani Sitake crumble cookie situation in the last moment. But it does appear that you're going to have Matt Campbell finally leaving Iowa State, and he's not going to the NFL. He's staying in college football, and the big boy job he's going to take is the Penn State Nittany Lions. We're going to have a few Penn Staters join us along the way to react to the news that we think is out there. Allen Robinson, former NFL and Penn State wide receiver, is going to join us coming up at 3:40 p.m. Eastern time. Former Penn State defensive lineman Brandon Noble, he's going to stop by at the top of the hour at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then we will do a little NFL picks today at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time. 5-1 in the last 2 weeks, by the way. Heating up. Mark Zinno is going to stop by. We'll do picks with him. All righty. Let's start off with Penn State. The analogy I would use here is you're taking off on a 3-hour flight, and the first hour and a half are extremely turbulent. And we have all been on those flights where you get up in the air and you're thinking to yourself, my oh my, I'm going to puke, and my oh my, am I even going to make it to the destination? And will I make it to the destination in one piece? If you have ever been on an airplane where there is great turbulence, it is some scary bleeping crap. It is. And the worst, the absolute worst, and this happened to me once, is when they're about to land the plane and then they have to shoot back up. Oh, that is some of the scariest crap I've ever suffered on an airplane. That's kind of like this Penn State coaching search, right? It took off, and the first 30 minutes you were saying to yourself, all right, I'm on board with getting rid of James Franklin. Right? And I upgraded from a coach seat to a business class seat. Like, I'm not in first class, but James Franklin was a very good coach for Penn State, needed to stabilize the program, brought Penn State back, But the last few years, you saw the same things over and over and over again. James Franklin was a coach that would win all these games, dress you up to be a 10-11 win football team, then would go up against Michigan and lose. Would go up against Ohio State, would lose. Would go up against Oregon, and he would lose. And I kind of coined the phrase participation state university because that's what Penn State fans were starting to accept. And really, up until this year, I've been on a 3 or 4 year war with Penn State fans trying to tell them that James Franklin is good, but if you want to win a national championship, you have to move off of James Franklin. And this year was supposed to be their year, right? There's no great team in college football on paper. You have back Singleton. You have back Allen. You have back Aller. You stole Knowles from Ohio State. This was supposed to be Penn State's year. And in the first few games of the season when they were playing Cupcake U, Cupcake U, Cupcake U, it wasn't that even impressive of a product. And then you're going up against Oregon. You're down early in the game. It's looking like another James Franklin classic, James Franklin stinker. And then in the fourth quarter, the Nittany Lions came alive. And that game gets into overtime, and they're exchanging blows back and forth. And then Drew Aller throws an interception. And that was the game. And that moment, we may not have realized it in the time, but that moment was the quick end of the James Franklin era, which was a long tenure. Because the following week, they lose to Northwestern, or UCLA, and then after that, they lose to Northwestern. And those three losses were inexcusable. There was a lot of fighting behind the scenes between James Franklin and Pat Kraft, from what I gather, and that was it for James Franklin. The decision to get rid of James Franklin, I have never questioned it. I've never said it was a bad decision. Even when they were swinging and missing in this coaching search, I still thought the initial decision to get rid of James Franklin was right. Now, what were you going to do and who were you going to bring in? Early on, when the plane was leaving the runway and you were looking to find your next head coach to bring to Happy Valley, you tried for Cignetti. He said, thanks, but no thanks. You tried for Matt Rhule. He said, thanks, but no thanks. Right? There were other candidates as well that were in the mix that said, thanks, but no thanks. Then the name emerges, Kalani Sitake. Right? Like you went through the 90-minute turbulent flight so far. You still had another hour and a half to go. And you got some smooth sailing for about 5 minutes with Kalani Sitake. Right? No one would have thought Kalani Sitake would have ever been the head coach at Penn State. But that was the guy that they zeroed in on, who's a good football coach. BYU's a good job. He could probably get a bigger job, though. And Penn State was that bigger job. And right as you thought you were going to land Kalani Sitake and that was going to be it with the turbulence, well, the Mormons and Crumble Cookies, they kept Kalani Sitake. And after 5 minutes apiece, where the pilot gets on the plane, all right, folks, I think we've fought through the rough patch here. We should have a smooth flight on our way back to Happy Valley to find our next head football coach. Kick back, relax. The flight attendants will be down the aisle with some ginger ale and some peanuts and some chips and maybe some wine and, you know, watch a complimentary movie and enjoy yourself. Right? That's what it's supposed to be. And then out of nowhere, a few moments later, ding! Folks, the fasten seatbelt sign is back on. We're going to have some unexpected turbulence, and we want you to be in your seats. We're going to tell the flight attendants to not go down the aisle because it's a dangerous situation. And then for the last day or two, it was bumpy, 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 bumpy. That's what it was because you didn't get Kalani Sitake. And now with about 20 minutes left on the flight, it's back to smooth. The question is now, in the final 20 minutes, can you land the plane safely? And it looks like Penn State. Like, I don't want to say it can't happen again. But after what just happened earlier in the week with Kalani Sitake, you can't get guys like Pete Nakos and Pete Thamel saying that they're zeroing in on a deal. It's like basically on the one-yard line. You're crossing the T's. You're dotting the I's. And not make Matt Campbell your next head football coach. So, the end result is a good one. Is it a great one? To be determined. But I could say right now, the end result, if it is Matt Campbell, is a good hire. It will be one that will be praised by the national media and the local media. Matt Campbell is ready, and Matt Campbell is deserving of a bigger high-profile job like Penn State. The only thing with Matt Campbell, and this was the one time I had the ick with him, is a few years ago, Iowa State was supposed to win the Big 12, and they didn't. And he sat there, and he basically said, hey, guys, that was never my goal to win the Big 12. It was to be the best together we team that we could be. Something along the lines that he said there. So with that being said, that can't fly at Penn State. Because you know who that reminds me of? James Franklin. James Franklin would lose big games, and he would make excuse after excuse after excuse, whether it was travel, whether it was not sitting in the front row of class, like all these lame-ass excuses that James Franklin made whenever he would lose a big game, and it's why I don't like James Franklin. Matt Campbell can't do that. You could get away with those excuses at Iowa State, but at Penn State, you need to embrace those high expectations and those high standards head on. And if you do, I think it will work. If you don't, then guess what? It's going to be very similar to James Franklin. So that's where I stand on Matt Campbell. By the way, this was Matt Campbell with the question from a few years ago with the media on the goals and when they came up short of winning the Big 12.
How do you as a coach view goals? Because at the beginning of the season, you, your players, the goal was Big 12 championship.
Oh, not me. That was never my goal. Okay. My goal has always been one thing, and that's to become the best version of ourselves we can become. So you've never heard me say that word once. You've only heard me talk about becoming the best version of yourself you can be. And really, my challenge for this year's team was to become the greatest together team in the history of Iowa State football. And so far, all of our goals are still intact from a Coach Campbell standpoint. Now, could our players have other goals and aspirations? Sure. Do I want them to have great goals and aspirations? Sure. But that's not Coach Campbell's goal. That was never said by me.
That can't be your answer ever at Penn State. As long as you avoid that, I think Matt Campbell will be fine in Happy Valley. Now, what one of the Penn State players did, and I'm assuming this was a Penn State player that released it. You know, maybe it's an internal staff member, who knows. But clearly this last week, it's been an ugly week and a tough week for the athletic director in Pat Kraft. And he's been slammed around the country. He's been a pinata. Full disclosure, I know Pat Kraft. Pat Kraft was the athletic director when I was a student at Temple University. And I like Pat Kraft. I think Pat Kraft is a good dude. He's a good heart. And he's a football psycho and he wants to win. With that being said, even though I know him and I still have a relationship with him, it's not like we are close. But with that being said, and I'm going to defend Pat Kraft here. And did he make the, was he perfect in this hire and in this process? Absolutely not. But I appreciate Pat Kraft getting rid of James Franklin and having the aspirations to actually make Penn State a national championship program again. But with that being said, whoever released this audio of Pat Kraft, I think it's shameful, I think it's disgraceful, and I think it's lame. So I gather, because I listened to the whole thing, this was before the Rutgers game, and they're having a meeting, a team meeting. Players, there's some staffers there, and it's Pat Kraft. One of the players on a team that, by the way, at the end of the regular season had 6 wins and failed expectations. I'm assuming this was a player who did it. They released this audio of the meeting to try to embarrass and to try to shame Pat Kraft. Here's the problem, though. Whether you like what was said or not, I don't think it's a bad look for Pat Kraft. I really don't. He's sitting there. He's talking about a high standard. He's talking about why they made the move. He's talking about how Terry Smith's in consideration. And yeah, he used a lot of colorful language. There's a lot of F-bombs. And he talked down Michigan. He talked down Oregon. You know, that's a guy, that's an AD that I think he could win with. I think his heart is in the right place. Could he be a little bit of a loose cannon? Sure. But a player releasing this stuff, and also the Penn State players, I get it, advocating for your coach, your interim coach, and Terry Smith. But, like, you players are a part of the problem, too. You guys are a reason why you're 6 wins. And it's a soft, lame-ass culture when you release audio of a private meeting. First off, it's illegal. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, like, they're going to put the player in jail or anything like that. But it's illegal. But it's just also a coward move. Whether you agree with the decisions being made or not, you have an athletic director that is talking with you and is having an open conversation, and I thought it was a productive conversation, and you release it? Like, how many times do we hear the locker room is sacred? How many times you don't break the fourth wall, right? The four walls of the locker room. And whoever releases, player, staff, or whoever it was, should be ashamed of themselves and should have no association, not only at Penn State, but in college football ever again. So Pat Kraft, this was some of the leak audio about the process of hiring the next coach. Let's listen up to what was said.
I want you all to know, too, if I don't get this right, my career is over. Understand that. If I don't hire the right person, my career is over. So it's very serious to me. This isn't like what people just think. You're all going to graduate and move on. If I don't find the right person, in 2 years they will fire my ass and I don't get another AD job. How could you f*** up Penn State?
Let's also hear more leaked audio from this meeting. Pat Kraft about the challenges of recruiting at Penn State.
Can I be honest, too?
Yes.
To be very frank with you. I feel like the biggest reason why the players do not want to come here that are highly recruited is, well, we're in the middle of nowhere, honestly.
Oh, I agree. Our fans, like, our people don't understand that. Like, it's a channel. What am I going to do?
That's why a lot of people decommitted. Because you're telling me that I could go, I'm getting recruited from Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, places that are big and have like things around it, and then I have to come here and be in the middle of nowhere.
That's real.
And that's like the big, I'm telling you, that's the biggest reason why people don't come here. And I ask like recruits, like, because I'm hosting recruits and stuff like that, like why they don't want to come here, and that's the reason why.
So I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's the question we're asking them. We probably need to change the way we recruit, because Alabama ain't around.
No, Clemson, South Carolina.
Oregon? Have you all been to Oregon?
No.
Ain't going on. It's a bunch of weirdos.
Like, what is the player doing releasing this stuff? This is a productive meeting. This is good dialogue between an AD and players, and the AD letting his guard down, and you get to release this? And do you think it made the AD look horrible? I don't. You know, some people that are soft, like, oh my God, I can't believe an AD's talking this way. Like, oh, give me a break. This is a football ball program. One more, Pat Kraft, leaked audio, ripping other Big Ten programs.
Ohio State's Ohio State, but it's not like they're way light years better than us talented wise. Just can't be able to get over the mom. Michigan stinks. Joke. Cheated their off. That's real, by the way. They did. Oregon? The quarterback was shaking in overtime. But we have to win those games.
I think it's funny, though, how the coaches and the ADs still bring up Michigan. Like, not for nothing. After the scandal happened, Michigan beat Ohio State. Michigan then beat Alabama. Michigan then beat Washington to win the national championship. Everything was even then. Those are three bigger wins right there than Penn State's had in what, like 6 or 7 years? Come on. Enough with the Michigan stuff. But it looks like Matt Campbell's going to be the next head coach at Penn State. It's a good hire. I'm curious why he thought it was time to leave after all the jobs that he turned down in the NFL and college. And also, whoever released this Pat Kraft audio, whatever player or staffer did so, I think they're just a loser, if I'm just being honest. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What do you make of the potential Matt Campbell hire to Penn State? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Alan Robinson's going to join us coming up at 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll take a break. When we come on back, oh boy, George Pickens against Richard Sherman is something. Just Richard Sherman's analysis was one thing. Well, George Pickens has responded on Instagram, and he already deleted the post. So this is juicy, juicy, juicy. We'll tell you what happened next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. George Pickens. He's back. You know, George Pickens has a lot of potential. George Pickens can be a stud. George Pickens can play like he's one of the best wide receivers in football. We've seen it this year. George Pickens, though, when he was in Pittsburgh, he thought he was Jerry Rice, and he wasn't. Right? In Pittsburgh, he wasn't a bona fide number one each and every week. There were some weeks he looked more like a two than a one. Well, this year in Dallas, even though he's playing alongside CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb has been injured from time to time earlier in the season, and George Pickens stepped up in a big way, and George Pickens is top five in receiving yards in the NFL this year. But last night, in a massive game for the Dallas Cowboys, when momentum is starting to turn their way, George Pickens was terrible. And it's one thing to have a bad game. Everyone's entitled to an off night. Everyone's entitled to a bad game. No one's going to be perfect. With that being said, though, it looked like it was an effort problem from George Pickens. And when you have effort problems, and let's say, I don't know, it's Justin Jefferson having one game where his effort's not there, guess who gets a pass? Justin Jefferson. Why? Because he doesn't have a track record of this stuff. Justin Jefferson isn't a distraction. Justin Jefferson's never a problem. Justin Jefferson's never been traded away from the team because they didn't want to deal with this crap. And Justin Jefferson is regarded as the best wide receiver in football. You know, Ja'Marr Chase, he has a bad effort game. People will move off of it. It won't be that huge of a deal, even with the position that he plays and, right, the diva tag and all that stuff, because of his track record. Well, George Pickens has been disappointing so far as an NFL player. And a big reason is because there are multiple times where he's a me, me, me guy, and he puts his foot in his mouth, and that led to his departure in Pittsburgh. But I'll tell you, ever since George Pickens has been traded to the Cowboys, George Pickens hasn't been an issue. George Pickens, for 13 weeks of the season, has been praised. You know, there was one moment, I think it was in the Bears game where they were getting blown out, because I was doing the game for Compass Media Networks, and that was one of the games that I had. And they were getting blown out, and he made a catch, and he celebrated like they just won the Super Bowl when they were down in a game. Like, that wasn't the best look for George Pickens, but he has since redeemed himself, because that was the game, I'm pretty sure that was the game where CeeDee Lamb got hurt, and in CeeDee Lamb's absence, he was magnificent. So there really hasn't been a lot of the old George Pickens this year. With that being said, though, the old George Pickens made a triumphant return last night. Because it's not just, hey, you didn't play well, or hey, you had a lack of an effort. But George Pickens is clapping back on social media. And it is one of the wildest Instagram posts you will ever see. Now, why did he clap back? He's not just going after some zero. He's not just going after Eggface 2467. You know, I live in my mother's basement, right? He's not going after that person. Well, Richard Sherman, who was on Amazon Prime, Richard Sherman is never afraid to give his opinion. Richard Sherman went off last night on his criticism of one George Pickens, and this is what it sounded like.
The big story here is George Pickens. George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact. And just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out. And you get intercepted on your slant routes. And you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry. That's just, you can't. It's unacceptable. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big-time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? I don't know.
All righty. Those are some straight-to-the-point comments, critical comments, and I appreciate Richard Sherman being honest. How many times do these analysts just sit up there and they give you nothing? And you watch these pre and half and post-game shows, and you basically just want to fall asleep because people are getting paid a lot of money and they're not saying anything. At least Richard Sherman had a take. At least Richard Sherman had an opinion. And say what you want about Richard Sherman, the guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. So George Pickens, this is what he responded to Richard Sherman with. Now, I have to be very careful when I read this because there's a lot of cursing that goes on and there's a lot of words that I will lose my job if I say them on the radio. So, this is a team game. Laughed my ass off. I'm not the only one on the team. Stop becoming an analyst and talking about one player when he playing a team game. By the way, if I just may add, ironic with how much of a me guy George Pickens is. But anyway, lots of has to go right for explosive plays. And it's funny because I thought former players would know that, such as Richard P-word, meow, ass Sherman, who, by the way, ain't without the Legion of Boom. We all remember San Francisco, brother. Much love. Don't speak on me unless you know the game of football. As a former player, not a D-riding. I can't say the whole word, but it's D-riding. Fan analysts that act like double team is not a thing or certain bracket coverages don't exist. Knowing you played ball, which know me, you are a leech weirdo. Now, Twitter, eat this up. Clouded our world. George Pickens. Oh, boy, that's gold. Can I just ask a question? When you think of the Legion of Boom, who's the first player that you think of? Nico?
Richard Sherman.
Right? Santer? No disrespect to Earl Thomas or Cam Chancellor. The first person you think of, Santer, is Richard Sherman, right?
Yes, but I don't think he was the best player. He was just the loudest and therefore the most memorable. But I don't think he was the best player. Cam Chancellor, Michael Bennett.
But you just secondary for Legion of Boom is really how they're remembered.
I think sure, but the Legion of Boom was just kind of the defense. I mean, I know it was the secondary, but we just refer to the defense.
Yeah, you had Bobby Wagner on there.
Bobby Wagner. Like the as far as, and if you're just talking about the secondary, I still consider Cam Chancellor a better player than Richard Sherman. Like, Richard Sherman wasn't, quote-unquote, boom. He was a good cover corner in zone. But
he was great.
No, what I'm saying is Legion of Boom was about hitting and hard tackling.
Okay.
That was Cam Chancellor. So, yes, I think of Richard Sherman first, but he was like the third or fourth best player on that defense.
So, Cam Chancellor, two-time second-team All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler. He did deliver some vicious hits, though. Earl Thomas, three-time first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowler, was on the All-Decade team. Richard Sherman, three-time first-team All-Pro, two-time second-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, led the league in picks in 2013, is on the All-Decades team. So regardless of however you want to say it, the idea that Richard Sherman was without the Legion of Boom is crazy. And to really just, I know he did not have a good Super Bowl up against the Chiefs when he was with the 49ers. It's towards the tail end of his career. He's a different player then. But George Pickens saying this stuff, man, like, it's ridiculous. This is a guy in Richard Sherman. Even if you think the guy is a jackass and a pompous ass, he's a great football player. George Pickens, you've been in the league for a cup of coffee so far, and you're having a great season this year, but there's a reason why the Steelers traded you. So Richard Sherman was asked to respond to this, and this is what Richard Sherman had to say. LOL, kid hasn't done enough to merit a response from me. I was working on my third consecutive first-team All-Pro and second Super Bowl appearance at the same point in my career. LOL, I made an All-Pro team and a Super Bowl in San Francisco, but that's the fall-off for me. It's a good response there by Richard Sherman. It's like, get your damn facts straight. So Richard Sherman, 1. George Pickens, 0. Is how I score that. Now, it's an all-time response, right? But if you want to deal in facts, George Pickens, you're not in Richard Sherman's league. Like, Richard Sherman talked his mouth off. But guess what? He was a stud on the field all the time. You've talked a lot, and you haven't always been a stud in the NFL world. Zach Yelp here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And this raises the question, did the Cowboys extend George Pickens? Did they give him one of these monster deals? Because he's being a good soldier for most of this year, right? Earning that money. But if you give this guy a 4 or 5 year contract and you pay him about like $35 to $40 million a year, can you trust this guy? I think the proof's in the pudding. Could be a great player, but he could also be a great pain in the ass. All righty, we'll take a break. When we come on back, Allen Robinson is going to join us on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on it looking like Penn State's going to hire Matt Campbell. Also, we'll have him chime in on this entire situation with one George Pickens and Richard Sherman.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to ask the pros. Where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. So it looks like Penn State is closing in on their next head football coach. The waiting is over. It is anticipated to be Matt Campbell. We'll see when an official announcement does come down from the folks in Happy Valley. But that would end up being a good hire, I think. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, it's definitely going to work and they're definitely going to win a national championship. But from where this was going, really the last 2 weeks, even though it's been 50-something days since they got rid of James Franklin, I was curious who they were going to wind up with. Like, if you had asked me yesterday who would have been their next head football coach, I would have said that it would have been Brian Daboll. Maybe they would have even just promoted Terry Smith. But now it looks like they are zeroing in on one Matt Campbell. Let's welcome in a former Penn State Nittany Lion, obviously spent a bunch of years in the NFL, was a co-leader in receiving touchdowns of the NFL for 1 year, also a Pro Bowler. And that, of course, is Allen Robinson, kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show. Allen, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
So if this goes down the way that we think this is going to go down, what's your reaction on Matt Campbell being the next head football coach at Penn State?
I'm excited. You know, I've heard nothing but great things about Coach Campbell. Again, you know, from guys like David Montgomery, Alan Lazard, you know, guys that I've, you know, spoke to, played against, you know, and just kind of heard them in the media space speak about Coach Matt Campbell. I've heard nothing but great things. So I'm excited.
So obviously he's getting a bigger job, and obviously it's different being the head coach at Penn State than it is Iowa State. Since you played there and you know the university, what does Matt Campbell need to understand to succeed at Penn State?
You know, I think everything that he's embodied at Iowa State, I think will translate to Penn State. You know, I mean, he's a hard-nosed coach. I've heard him speak about his players. I've seen some post-game interviews as far as the locker room, the energy in there. I've spoke to some former players who play for him. And just the way that they speak, he has to do nothing but continue to be himself. You know, I'm excited. He's a guy who's coming from a program that probably had limited resources, now coming to Penn State to be able to continue to transcend who we are as a program.
Allen Robinson here with us, looking like Matt Campbell's going to be the next head football coach at Penn State. Just the last few weeks, it's been all over the place. Obviously, we knew after what was the Northwestern game that James Franklin wasn't going to be continuing. I thought it was the right decision. Then the search got a little bit messy, but it looks like they're going to come out of this with a good hire that's going to be praised. Just how have you kind of reacted to really the last month where this was all over the place in the search?
You know, it's been in true Penn State fashion as far as how they've gone about the process. You know, I don't think that it's been anything that, you know, for me, I haven't been too emotional or up in arms about the process. Again, I'm a guy who went to Penn State. My offer from Penn State came pretty late in the process itself. You know, we then acquired, after Joe Paterno, Bill O'Brien. The first time we met Bill O'Brien as a team was in February after the Super Bowl, which, again, is pretty unprecedented as far as a new coach coming into college. Bill O'Brien left after New Year. So everything with Penn State, again, has kind of been on their timing. So it hasn't really taken me by surprise by any means. I think we've taken the time to then get our guy who's already been a head coach at a program, who's done some great things at that program. I mean, if you speak to people from Iowa State, they would say he's the best coach in the history of their program. So being able to acquire a guy like that, I think is pretty special.
I'll tell you, you know what I was shocked about this morning? I woke up and I go to the internet and it's like Pat Kraft talking to the team release, like bombshell report. And I go and I listen to it of 30 minutes and you know, I thought it was a good, honest conversation between players and an AD voicing their opinions, letting their voices be heard. And obviously, you know, Pat was used some colorful language, you know, whatever it is, what it is. I think he's just speaking to everyone and you let your guard down. I thought it was a little bit weak, though, that I'm assuming it was a player. I don't know. Maybe it was a staffer. They would record that and then they would release that publicly. Have you seen any of that? And how did you respond to that just getting out?
You know, we're in the time of media and social media where it's such a prevalent thing. So things getting out. I mean, even seeing with the Lane Kiffin situation, we saw stuff coming out from his team meetings and stuff like that. So that's going to happen. You know, like I said before, I always look back to times when I was a Penn State player and Joe Paterno was then, you know, he had stepped down and so on and so forth. And the conversation that we had with the athletic director then, they weren't the greatest. You know, it wasn't things that everybody wanted to hear or that everybody agreed upon. Those are in-house conversations. So when things like that get out, I don't think any other but at the end of the day, Matt Campbell being the guy that we're looking to hire, being the person who's the front runner and in position to get the job, I feel great about that. If you had told me months ago that once we fired Franklin, that this is the coach that we would have ended up with, I would have been excited and thrilled about that.
So let's just say if one of these current players hit you up and they go, Allen, I want to just pick your brain here. you know, we've been putting this push for Terry Smith. We didn't get Terry Smith. A lot of us said we would leave if it wasn't Terry Smith. Now we know it's not Terry, but it's looking like it's going to be Matt Campbell. What would you advise those players to do? Like, should they definitely stay at Penn State, or is it, hey, you go into the transfer portal and you try something else?
I think they definitely should stay. I know we're in the world of NIL where a lot of players get what they want. But, you know, again, for me, being able to play in the era where you had to kind of be understanding of the circumstances and kind of take the circumstances for what they are. And again, at the end of the day, for the guys who don't want to play at Penn State, you aren't meant to be a Penn State player. You know, for myself, I'm understanding this is one of the biggest conferences in college football. You're going to play against the best competitors and the best opponents. You're going to have nationally televised games. These are things. What more? I understand the NIL, but what more is there to ask for from a playing standpoint? When you look at, like I said before, playing against the Ohio States, against Oregon, nationally televised games, these are all the things that you want. And not to mention Beaver Stadium, playing in front of 110,000 people. There's not too much more that you can ask for from a player on the playing standpoint as far as college football.
And you have a pretty positive view about it. I know there's one player in the meeting that said, oh, a lot of people don't commit to Penn State because of the area. Was that ever a big deal when you were in college just because there's not a lot to do in State College?
Once you get to State College, Pennsylvania, specifically Happy Valley, there's no place like it. Going to the spring game, seeing the game there, being around the energy and atmosphere in Happy Valley and State College, I haven't found an atmosphere like that since I've left.
All right, there you go, Allen Robinson here with us. So let's get to the NFL for a few things here. The Chicago Bears, man, that was a statement win on Black Friday, going into Philadelphia, playing the defending world champs and just running the ball down their throats. Just how about what Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and company have been able to do, sitting there at 9-3, and if the season ended today, they would have a bye. They'd be the number one seed in the NFC.
You know, I think Ben Johnson has done a phenomenal job. And me being with the Detroit Lions and Ben Johnson last season, I mean, I'm not surprised by any means. That's the way that he coached. He's a very detailed, fiery, competitive guy, meaning that he's going to challenge his guys each and every day and each and every week to be the best that they can be. He's going to challenge those guys to improve upon things that may be weaknesses in their game or in the offense. So I'm not surprised by any means. You know, I'm continuously going to expect Ben Johnson to build upon where they're at right now and moving forward. I think that they've had a successful season this far. No matter what happens at the end of this year, I think they've had a successful year and a great year to be able to build upon moving forward.
Like you said, you were with the Lions. I know the season hasn't gone the way that they've envisioned it, but they did get a big win last night. The playoff push is back on. Are you still a believer, even without Ben Johnson there, no more Aaron Glenn, that Dan Campbell and company can get this thing right in Detroit?
I am, and I think they have it right. I think right now they're just going through a little bit of an injury bug as far as the guys that they have hurt. Obviously, we saw Terrion Arnold go on IR, which is one of their top corners. We saw Brian Branch, you know, be confirmed today that he has an Achilles injury and will be missing the remaining part of the season. Kirby Joseph has been out as well. So it's a lot more of the injury aspect than it is Dan Campbell. I'm a firm believer in Dan Campbell and what he brings to the table, even with losing Ben Johnson. He's created a competitive, physical culture of guys who want to go out and compete each and every week. And I think when you have that in the NFL, you put yourselves in a very great position each and every week to go out there and be competitive and try to win games.
What's your view on Jared Goff as a quarterback, just since you were able to play with him?
Man, I think Jared Goff is a phenomenal quarterback, and some people may look at some of the physical limitations, if you will, but I think the cerebral aspect of the game and what he does on that level takes them to another stratosphere from an offensive standpoint. When you look at from the time he's been there to now, the offensive ranks of where they're at, the development of Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamison Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, when you see all those guys, that is also a reflection of the quarterback and him being able to get those guys in the ball and being able to get them the ball in very advantageous positions. You know, I mean, I remember being there going into a week like Minnesota playing against a Brian Flores, knowing the kind of defense and stuff that he's going to give you blitz-wise. And Jared Goff can handle 1, 2, 3, 4 plays sometimes at the line of scrimmage, being able to get guys into the right position.
All righty, I got to ask you about George Pickens. They didn't have a good night last night. Richard Sherman lays into him in the post game. George Pickens, in George Pickens fashion, he responded today with one crazy Instagram post, and it's since been deleted. What would your advice be to George Pickens? Because we know he has the talent, but sometimes it just seems like he's his own worst enemy.
My advice for George Pickens would be knowing where he's at right now and the ground that he's gained on being a top elite receiver in the league, and for him to just not regress at all with his mental aspect of the game. I think right now we saw probably the most good press that we've saw of George Pickens. And I think him being able to continue to build upon that going into free agency. And again, I don't want to say too much now because I'll probably reach out to George. These are personal conversations that kind of should be had because, again, I love to see the space that George has been in all season. And just for him to be able to show the world exactly who he is and the kind of talent that he has, but not to regress at all with being able to take some of the criticism, because at the end of the day, when they sing your praise at some point in time, they may also sing your criticism as well. And him being able to handle both of those impostors the same.
What is he like in that locker room? Because you guys are in the same locker room together in 2023, right?
Man, he's a fun guy to be around. You know, me being a veteran and being around younger guys, you know, I have an understanding of, you know, how to kind of talk to those guys and some of the same things that they were dealing with. Him in Pittsburgh, again, dealing with different quarterbacks, different coordinators, it being a carousel kind of in both of those situations can be frustrating for a player. You know, I was a player in Jacksonville where at times it was frustrating for me. You know, we got rid of an OC that I had a very good year with to bring in another guy. So there are frustrations that can take place. But me being the veteran guy at that point in time, being able to understand where he's coming from and try to talk to him about that and kind of help him with that. You know, we definitely created a very good bond, you know, and he's a guy who's fun to be around, man. I would always joke with him and say that he kept me young in my years in Pittsburgh.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Al Robinson, appreciate the time today. Thanks so much for the perspective, and you be well, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Allen Robinson joining us on the show. Really good stuff with him. You get a little perspective on Matt Campbell, George Pickens, and obviously all that's going on with the Chicago Bears as well. We continue the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We got to take a 5-minute break. When we come on back, the biggest story of the day is it looking like Matt Campbell's going to land in Happy Valley and be the next head football coach at Penn State. Going to be leaving Iowa State after what's been a very good run. Temple played Toledo in a bowl game, and it was right when Matt Campbell left. That was my senior year of college, and he already left. He didn't coach the bowl game. It was Candle that already placed him, and he was off to Iowa State, and all these years later now, he's had success at Iowa State, and now it's looking like he's going to be off to Happy Valley for his first big boy job. I get it. Iowa State, it's in the Big 12, all that stuff. He's done a remarkable job, but this is a big, big boy job when you're taking the head football coaching job at Penn State. Former Penn State defensive lineman Brandon Noble is going to join us next.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.